Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Some disturbing news out of Queens at this hour, where police say a teenager was at school today with a loaded gun. Police say it was spotted after a big fight at Long Island City High School on Broadway. Sources say the school safety officer found the firearm, after breaking up the fight between the teenager and another kid. There were no injuries. The weapon was not fired, by the way. The teenager was taken into custody. Charges are pending now. NYC Schools put out a statement saying this incident is deeply concerning and an example of the proliferation of guns in our society. The statement saying the item was quickly recovered by the NYPD and all students and staff are safe. The other big story, of course, the nurses' strike. They say management has ignored their concerns for years, and today thousands of NYC nurses hit the picket lines at several hospitals in the area. One of the bigs involves people. They say there's not enough and that they're having to work their smocks off because they're short-staffed. A lot of patients we spoke with today say, yeah, I can feel that. Well, we'll have more reaction from them in a moment. But first, off we go to the picket lines. Reporter Mary Lynn Buckley at Presbyterian.
Thousands of nurses dressed in red on the picket line outside of the hospitals they work at. Attorney General Letitia James showing up at New York Presbyterian.
Nurses are asking for the basics. One, to be respected. Two, that management not cut their benefits. Three, that they recognize the importance of safe staffing.
Nurses like Courtney, who works in the NICU, says the number one reason they're striking is for patient safety.
We can't give our babies the proper care that they need, and we will not be stopped by the managers, the higher-ups, the CEOs that are making millions of dollars every single year.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside of New York Presbyterian.
And back to the patients now, and at many of the hospitals where the nurses are on strike, they're seeing patients they would normally care for walk into those hospitals saying they support the nurses.
At Mount Sinai Morningside, Linda Brothel, here for a routine appointment, says nurses deserve what they're asking for.
More money, better benefits. You know, it's difficult. It's difficult today.
Yeah. One of the big things is staffing ratios. They say that they have just way too many patients per nurse.
That's true. We've seen that.
Margaret Bates, who's here for a tooth operation, has heard nurses complaining about it.
They talk about trying to get things more quickly to help the patients.
She says more nurses is better for everyone. Some people coming into the hospital waved in support at the striking nurses as they walked past. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mount Sinai put out a statement saying the union refused to move on from some, quote, extreme economic demands, and so the hospital is prepared to continue to provide safe patient care for as long as the strike lasts, using some 1,400 specialized nurses. Two men shot this morning in Bushwick during an argument. Police say the two victims, a 65-year-old and a 35-year-old guy, were each shot once before they were able to disarm the gunman. The men struck the shooter multiple times with a blunt object, it says here. All three were taken to a local hospital for treatment. The suspect is in custody. Two former NYPD officers who pleaded guilty to sexually abusing an intoxicated woman have now been sentenced.
In an emotional impact statement, the victim urged others to speak up against their abusers, even if that person is in a position of power. 42-year-old Julio Alcantara Santiago was sentenced to 6 years probation. 34-year-old Christian Garcia, 1 year, and both must register as sex offenders. Prosecutors said their DNA was found on the victim who'd passed out after a night of drinking. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Capital One will pay $425 million to settle charges of misleading customers about interest rates. No, they didn't. Yes, they did. The bank was accused of creating nearly identical types of savings accounts to the 360 savings, which provided higher interest rates than the 360 savings account by more than 14 times. What? I was with that bank. Settlement would include an estimated $34 million for New Yorkers who had 360 savings accounts, as well as providing them with more favorable interest rates. New York Attorney General Letitia James says she will dismiss her lawsuit if the settlement is approved by the courts. The city's Office of Media and Entertainment has a new boss, and he says he wants to make the Big Apple more affordable for artists as well as the arts.
Mayor Mamdani noted that Rafael Espinal has long supported media and entertainment production and much-needed jobs in those industries.
He played an integral role in the state passage of the Freelance Isn't Free Act, which provided protections to freelancers across our state.
Espinal wants to ensure that the costs of living and working in New York City won't drive business and people away.
Because if New York is unaffordable, we don't just lose residents, we lose our culture.
Council Speaker Julie Menin, formerly head of the agency, and noted that there are more jobs here in the media and entertainment sector than in the financial sector. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Meantime, how would you like to see your auto insurance bill go down? Governor Kathy Hochul thinks it's possible by cracking down on staged crashes. Sources confirming to 1010 Winds tomorrow when she delivers her State of the State, she'll propose a plan that'll involve a coordinated effort by state police and other state agencies to break up organized fraud rings. In 2023, New York had the second highest number of staged crashes in America, driving up insurance rates. Scams can add as much as $300 to the average driver's annual insurance bills. A gaming icon getting an exhibit at the Paley Center in Midtown. Oh, that sound should be enough for you to know who we're talking about. Of course, it's Pac-Man. Folks, let me tell you something. Back in the day, you would lose your mind as a kid when somebody mentioned Pac-Man. It was our thing. The exhibit opens Friday. It runs through May the 31st, celebrating the 45-year-old pop culture icon, and examines what made the franchise so influential. Guests will be able to play some classic versions of the game and tackle what the museum calls the world's largest Pac-Man. On January 31st, the museum will host the Pac-Man Family Day, featuring meet and greets, themed arts and crafts, and wall-to-wall arcade action. Boy, oh boy, that sounds like it's going to be fun. Well, basketball is all about teamwork. We all know that. The same can be said about life. From Long Island, we have the story of a community giving an assist to a coach whose young daughter is battling a very rare illness.
The Hewlett High School community has rallied around 2-year-old Rowan Grace Welsh. She's the daughter of a coach at the school. She was diagnosed with a rare kidney disorder. Coach Jonathan Welsh says in the future, he will donate his kidney to his little girl.
When we're told we need to have that happen, I will be going in and giving her my kidney because I'm a match.
The donations to help the family are being made through the Michael Magro Foundation.
Everything that you see with her is internal. You'll look at her and you'll see her and she'll be running around for a few minutes and she'll be playing with her older sister and then she just gets tired.
Fewer than 1,000 people worldwide have the same disorder. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Police also responding today to East Harlem Renaissance School on 128th and took a 17-year-old into custody. Sources telling 1010 Winds, police went into the school with a warrant for a student wanted for murder. They recovered a loaded firearm in his waistband. Again, that student was taken into custody and no one was hurt. Also today, a federal judge in Luigi Mangione's murder case has changed her mind. Judge Margaret Garnett now ordering a hearing to determine whether Mangione's backpack was lawfully seized and searched when he was arrested in Pennsylvania. The judge had previously said a hearing was unnecessary.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.